May be seated. If you would, turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. My subject this morning, the anointing is in you. The anointing is in you. Jesus was anointed by the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And Jesus, when he returned to heaven, he sent the Holy Ghost to empower his church so that the church, his body, could be anointed and go about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The anointing is real. You've heard testimonies this morning. The anointing is powerful. And you've got to learn to trust the anointing of God. The church, this church right here, this church has God's anointing. And you're in a good place to experience the anointing and to be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, he's a gift and he's for you. He's not for the world out there because they've not been regenerated by the blood of Jesus. But the Holy Ghost is a gift to the church. And he's sent to help us do the works that Jesus did and the greater works that he said we were to do. And when Jesus returned to heaven, he sent the Holy Ghost to anoint his church so we could continue the Lord's ministry. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And he does his healings, his miracles, and his savings, and his miraculous works through his body called the church. My subject this morning, the anointing is in you. Look at your neighbor and tell them, the anointing is in you. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the presence of your spirit. Lord, no matter how close we get to you, Lord, there's something in our hearts that tells us, draw nearer. That's the power of the Holy Ghost calling us to come as close as we can with the revelation that we have at that time. So God, I pray for greater revelation, a greater measure of your spirit. We pray, Lord, that you will pour out fresh oil, fresh fire upon this place today. Let it fall upon each heart, O Lord. Save the lost, sanctify the believer, fill with the precious Holy Ghost, heal those that need healing, O God. And we praise you for the manifestations of the Holy Ghost because he is here. And the church said in Jesus' name, amen. Now, you may be born again, and if you are, you are in the army of the Lord. But you are not armed like you need to be until you are filled with the Holy Ghost and the fire of God. The blood of Jesus, that qualifies you for heaven. But you need the Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Spirit. You need to be so full of God that you speak in unknown tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. And when you get to that place, you will be equipped to fight and to win the battles of life. Just before Jesus left this world, he told his disciples, he said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And when the Holy Ghost comes, he comes in power. He comes in glory. And he comes to abide forever. He's that abiding presence that you feel inside of you. He's that river that you feel flowing out at times. He's that dove that floats in sometimes in a soft, gentle way. He's that fire that falls and you feel like, praise God, I'm connected to another world. That's him. That's the Holy Ghost. And Jesus sent him to the church so the church could be ignited with the fire and the power of God. We don't want some dead form of religion. No, we want what this book says. We want the fire of God, the miracle working power of God. And that's the anointing. And that's what the anointing will do. Hallelujah. The blood qualifies you for heaven, but church, we all need a greater measure of the Spirit. And as I said, when the Holy Ghost comes, he comes to abide forever. And no matter how great the battle you are fighting in life, I want to tell you something. The Holy Ghost, he is there. Look at what the psalmist said. I like this right here. Psalms 139, verse 7. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. You can't get so far away from God that you go beyond the reach of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a worker, and he will seek you out. If you've ever heard the gospel message, if you've ever been saved one time in your life, if you've ever experienced that and gone away from God, and if you're living in sin right now, committing adultery and all kind of stuff that the world endorses, and shacking up and living around and going to the clubs and drinking booze and trying this and trying that, the Holy Ghost will not let go of you. He will come looking you. He'll send you to a church where you can hear the gospel preached with the anointing, with the fire of God, and God will talk to you. I tell you, God will mess that world of sin up. He'll bring you out of darkness into the marvelous light, put your feet a dancing, and that's the Holy Ghost. That's Him. That's the one that gives you joy unspeakable, that full of glory. He's the one that says the kingdom of God is within, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I like the way old Peter preached that. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is within us. Paul said it. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And Peter said, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. We've only touched the tip of what's waiting for us. God wants this church and God wants this world to be filled with the power of the Spirit. And you can't go anywhere and get away from that. Look at verse 9, Psalms 139, verse 7. I like this. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. He said, no matter where you go, if he's ever laid hold of you, he's not going to let you go. See, the Spirit of God is everywhere. That's what I want you to see. But the manifest presence of the Holy Ghost, he is not everywhere. There are some churches, they just have a form and a fashion. You can set that your clock by them. They come and go, and it's dead. There's no joy. There's no exuberance. There's no testimonies. There's no dancing. Hallelujah. There's no running out. Somebody sent me a text on a Baptist preacher. And in the middle of a song, they were singing, I know a man who can. And right in the middle of that song, this Baptist preacher, he got up and leaped across that place. He was an elderly man. Then he come back dancing on one leg like that. Teresa said, he looks just like you. I tell you, the Holy Ghost is for everybody. He's for the Baptist. He's for the Methodist. He's for the Presbyterian. He's for the Catholic. And he's for the Pentecostal Holiness Church, too. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Jesus said the Holy Ghost is like the wind. Now, look at John 3 and 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, or the wind blows wherever it wants to blow. And you hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell from whence it comes, and you cannot tell whither it's going. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. I like that. Jesus said, you can hear the wind, but you can't tell where it's coming from, and you can't tell where that wind is going. He said, and just like you can't explain the wind, you cannot explain how a person is born again. I can't explain it. But I can tell you this, and I know this. It takes a wind from elsewhere to transform somebody's life. It takes a wind from elsewhere. That which is flesh is flesh, and that which is spirit, and you must be born again. And it means something to be born again. I tell you, I get excited about it. Every time I think about coming to church, I'm going to be with people that have had a like experience, been born again through the blood of Jesus, my brothers and sisters. It means something, church, to be a child of God. It means something when God chooses you and God lays his hand upon you and God writes your name in the Lamb's book of life. It means something, hallelujah, because we're connected to God. Once that happens, you are connected to the source of power. He upholds the worlds by the word of his power. And when you get into God, you get into omnipotence. You get into things that are impossible with man, but God will show up and all things are possible to him that believeth. You can go to that business world and God will give you ideas that don't even come out of your brain. They come floating up out of your spirit. I've had it happen one time. I saw a bright white light. It almost frightened me. And God gave me $1 million idea. Hallelujah. I got $1,000, the President's Award, but I saved that company $1 million. Hallelujah. But God can do that. And God gave me ideas about computers and stuff I didn't know. I don't understand computers. Brother Philip does. But I can look into them and I can say, if I do this and I do this and I do this and I do that, God gave me that analytical mind. I've had programmers tell me, you can't do that. I said, well, you told me that about the last five things that God showed me. And I've watched march past you having it done ever since then. And I just go to the programmers that would take my ideas and do something with them. And they would come up and do things that were amazing. But God has chosen you. And God has put omnipotence in you. And God has chosen the church to do his work. The Bible says it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And Christ is the anointed one. So when you got born again and Jesus came into you, you got connected to the true vine. The power that's in the vine is in you. The substance that's in the vine is in you. The life that's in the vine is in you. Hallelujah. And we're the branches and we're to bear fruit and we're to go out and do the Father's work in Jesus' name and watch God work. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. You've got anointing. You have the anointing in you and you're like a stick of dynamite because Jesus said, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you will receive a baptism of power. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And that's my testimony. It's not me. It's Christ in me. It's not you. You're the temple of the living God. God is inside of you. I tell you, sometimes the devil will take stuff and he'll try to bring problems your way. And this past week, my daughter, Jennifer, called me and said, Nathan's sick. He had that coronavirus and then he had some type of relapse. She said, can I bring him over there and have you pray for him? I said, bring him on. And so brought him over there and Brother Baker did a tape. They don't do tapes anymore. Did a DVD for me that I sent out or a video and I sent it to Tennessee. That boy, he's had 4-stage lung cancer. His lungs are healed now. There's another tumor in his body, and that thing has shrunk 90%. And God, I said, Nathan, before I pray for you, I want to show you this video. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So I showed him the word of God. I just said, watch this. And I watched him. And there was a little talk going on first. I said, wait a minute. Let's all get on one page. So you got to get this presence and you got to get together with one accord. And the Holy Ghost, he will teach you that. And he will show you that. You don't treat the things of God casual. They are sacred. Those are moments that when you're going up into his presence, when you come to church, you're going to have an encounter with God. At least if you come here, you are. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to sing a song to make you happy. Woo! Somebody's going to testify and tell you how good God is. Somebody might get up and have a running spit. Hallelujah. Somebody said, did you go to that church where they have fits? And I said, no, we don't call them fits. We call them benefits. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Nathan watched that, and I said, I have anointing oil on my hand in that video. I said, now reach your hand out and touch that screen. And I watched Nathan, and he reached out and touched it. And I said, I'm getting ready to pray for you now. And when I stood up to pray for him, I had put anointing oil on my hand. And I stood up and I looked at him and I reached out to touch him and I saw the Spirit of God descend on him. I said, be healed, be filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongue. The power of God hit him. Teresa was standing right there, sitting there, and he was instantly filled with the Holy Ghost. See, the devil means some things for harm, but God is able to work all things to your good. We know there's a law called Romans 8:28 and says, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. I remember the pastor went into a church and prayed. No, went to the hospital here in Wilson into the psychiatric ward. And the family sent for me after he prayed. His prayer didn't go anywhere, I don't think. Because, you know, he didn't have the anointing. I'd hear him preach. He could pull the carpet off the floor with his words. And it would fall dead. I'd say, God, how can a man preach your word like that and it fall dead? The word is anointed. That's the word of God going out. But he didn't have that anointing. They called me to go up there, and the woman's in the psychiatric ward. I went up there, I said, will you let me pray for you the way I want to pray for you? She said, you can pray for me any way you want to, Brother Nelson. I laid my hands on her, I said, come out of her, you devil, in Jesus' name. I said, I saw the Spirit come on her, the Spirit of God. I said, be filled with the Holy Ghost. The power of God hit that Presbyterian woman. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't know if she knew what the Holy Ghost was. But woo! She was filled with the Holy Ghost instantly. He's in you. All you got to do is turn him loose. He's like a stick of dynamite waiting to explode into that situation that you're facing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, the problem with this is that most people, most Christians, they are warriors and not warriors. They are warriors and not warriors. They get into this book. The warrior does. A warrior, they just talk about everything that's going on. I got this problem. I got that problem. I have to walk off and leave some of them. I just can't take that negative stuff, but so much. It'll kill your faith. I promise you that. You better feed your faith the word of God and starve your doubts to death in Jesus' name. Let your doubts die and let your faith rise. Hallelujah. See, a warrior is battle ready at all times. He's suited up. He's ready for battle. Jesus said the kingdom of God suffereth violence and the violent take it by force. That means there's a war going on. That means that you're in a battle whether you like it or whether you don't. And you better get suited up, put on the whole armor of God, and that means you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Most preachers preach about the anointing, and they stop when they talk about the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and all the other things, and then they stop. But the Bible says in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. He's part of the armor, the Holy Ghost. And Jesus sent him to empower us. And so we need the fullness of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I love what Brother Peter said about the Holy Ghost back there in Acts. They brought the sick. They laid them in the street and Peter's shadow healed them. And when the people in the other cities that were around Jerusalem heard about that, they brought the sick from all those cities and those that were possessed with devils and to Jerusalem. And the disciples went out there. And they healed them all. This wasn't Peter's shadow. Go read it. The anointing was flowing in that city like a river. Hallelujah. And so they arrested the disciples, every one of them. They put all the disciples, all of them, in prison. And the angel of the Lord went in there at night and set them free. And so the next day, we're talking about angels today. So they were working back there, just like they're working now. And the next day they went out of that into the city there, and they were preaching again in the name of Jesus. And they brought the disciples. They said, rest them real quiet, like, don't let the people see you what you're doing, and bring them to the high priest. So they arrested them again and took them to the high priest. And the high priest said, didn't we command you that you should not teach in his name? And now you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us. And Peter and the other apostles said, we ought to obey God rather than man. See, you don't need to obey man. You don't need to obey some dead religion. You don't need to obey something that somebody taught you that's not biblical. You need to get in a church where the full gospel is preached so you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. And then they preached Jesus to him. They preached Jesus. God has exalted that name. If you ever get the revelation of the power of the name of Jesus, it will change your world radically. God himself anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. And when Jesus was obedient unto death, the death of the cross, the Bible says how God has highly exalted him, given him a name above every name. Don't get mixed up with the religious world. Get into this book and what this book says about the name of Jesus. Because I tell you, that name carries power. But they said, they preached Jesus to that religious crowd and said, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus. See that name again? Whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. But God raised him up to be the Savior and to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Now look at what Peter said, Acts 5:32. They're all talking. Now Peter, the main man, he steps up. He said, and we are his witnesses of these things. Talking about Jesus. We are his witnesses of these things. And so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to those that obey him. That's Acts 5:32. We are God's witnesses. So also is the Holy Ghost. We are witnesses to what Jesus did at that cross when he took care of our sins. We are witnesses. We've heard the story how he took stripes upon his back. We're witnesses. And what we need is the Holy Ghost and the manifestation to take the work of the cross and what was accomplished 2,000 years ago and bring it into our present situation so the river of God can flow. Hallelujah. These disciples, they were anointed. They were not anointed and sent out by a bunch of religious people. No, they were anointed and sent out by Jesus. They had the Holy Ghost and power. And that same power is available today. See, the church, we're witnesses. And so also is the Holy Ghost. And catch this, whom God gives to those that obey him. And you have a right to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I wouldn't let the devil rob me one day of not being filled with the Holy Ghost and praying in tongues. I cannot tell you what it does for my world, what it does for my life and my preaching. You see, the Holy Ghost is not an option. He is a gift. And he's a gift from God. And he is given to those who hunger and thirst after righteousness and who obey God. You can't be in and out of this thing. You can't just come to church and say, woo, I feel the anointing. Woo, I feel the anointing. You feel it if you're living in sin because somebody has the anointing. Somebody in the church is living right. Somebody in the church is praying right. Somebody in the church is seeking God. And the only reason that you're enjoying the anointing, not because of the way you're living, is because you come into the presence of someone filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Somebody go and praise God. I tell you, I'm got to get sick and tired of some of the stuff I'm getting sick and tired of. People need to clean their lives up. They need to get into this book and obey what God says. Hallelujah. Mary, the mother of Jesus, she was in that upper room. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. Peter, James, and John and the other disciples, they were there. They spoke in tongues. They enjoyed the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They had power with God. And these people turned their world upside down. I'm glad that you and I can have power with God. And we can see signs and wonders and miracles take place in the name of Jesus. I tell you, when I say that name, sometimes I just have to bow. It has such an impact on my life. And he's done so much for me. And he has for you too. Paul said, I thank my God that I'm anointed. He said, I pray in tongues more than all of you. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Paul was a tongue talker. The world outside is beginning to realize that. They made fun of the Pentecostals for years. But now they're beginning to realize that we're in the last days and things are not the way they used to be. And it's going to take the power of the Spirit to fight the battles of life. The Holy Ghost is for believers. He's for today, and he's for you if you've been born again. Listen to Peter preach Acts 2 and 38. I love this because this lets you know that he's for today. He's for everybody. He's for you. He's for your children. Then Peter said unto them, Acts 2 and 38, repent, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I love this part right here. For the promise is unto you, and look at this, and to your children, and to all that are far off, that's you and me, even as many as the Lord shall call. I have grandchildren, and two of them I know are filled with the Holy Ghost. My daughter Jennifer was 8 years old, and we were in my house. Teresa was there, and Jason said, this is how Daddy dances. Jennifer said, no, that's not how Daddy dances. Said, this is how Daddy dances. Glory, 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 glory. And she took off running out of the living room, ran around the dining room table, come back through the door with her hands raised up, speaking in tongues. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How do you get this thing? You turn him loose, praise God. And he'll get inside of people. He's like the wind. You don't know where he's going. You don't know what he's doing, but he's a worker. He's not a playboy. He didn't come to tickle our fancy. He come to do the work of God. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is for today, and he's for you if you've been born again. One man said, if you're not born again, say you couldn't take the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Said you'd explode. I feel like I'm going to explode sometimes anyway. Woo! Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will start your feet a dancing. The Holy Ghost will fill you through and through. Woo! You look how crazy you look. That's what the devil tells me. I don't care. I know God and have it's my praises. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. I know he's going to come down. My cup runneth over, and it's going to flow your way. Woo! Glory. And yours will, too, if you just get up and dance. Man, I might show that Baptist church and that preacher up there dancing. Hallelujah. One leg like that. My Lord. Then he took off and had a running fit. Left the pulpit, ran all the way around the church. The camera lost him. Next thing I know, the camera picked him up back here. He come up back on the stage and danced all over the place again. Hallelujah. The anointing is in you. But what I'm saying is you got to learn to turn it loose. You got to stir up the gifts. The Bible says to do that. Jesus, see, he's already defeated our enemy. He did that over 2,000 years ago. I love the way the scripture says, stripped him of his power, made a show of him openly, triumphed over him. And then he gave us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. We got the keys, and the church is somewhere in hiding. I think they ought to get bold, glory to God. Take him out into the marketplace, take the Holy Ghost all out into your neighborhood, take him all over your family, and let people know I'm full, praise God. Look inside. There's another man living inside of me. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. I'm bought with a price. I'm going to glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are God's. Hallelujah. I don't even belong to me anymore. I'm an alien entity. They said, don't say that word. They're being politically correct. I'm an alien entity. I've been born again from another world. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Glory to glory. Let me ask you, are you a warrior or are you a warrior? A warrior always has an excuse. You can talk to a warrior and I got this problem, I got that problem, and I don't know why all this bad stuff's coming my way. Well, have you ever thought that's a real devil? That is a real devil. And you better get into this book, and you better get full of the Holy Ghost, and you better be able to stand there and say, the greater one lives in me. I got the name of Jesus. I've been born again. I remember the first time I ever cast the devil out of somebody. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, but I've never seen it done. When I come into the church, I've seen it as a little boy. I didn't know anything but Luke 10:19. Didn't understand all of it then. Probably still don't. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power. Tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy. And that boy said, nobody in this church will pray for me. I'm demon possessed. I said, I'll pray for you. He said, he won't come out. I said, do you want him to come out? He said, yes, I want to be free. I said, I'll set you free in Jesus' name. I said, come out of him, you devil, in Jesus' name. The power of God hit that man, and he was instantly freed. He was like a lot of people. I watched his life. He would come into church, and he would go out. Come and go, come and go, come and go. And that's the way some people do. They get saved, and they come and go. They never get established in God. You need to put on some anchors. You need to put on something that'll hold you steadfast in the storms. And boy, went to my mother's. Said, I need for you to pray and cast the devil out of me. She was way up in age. She said, son, you're going to have to get somebody young to do that. Said, I'm an old woman now. She wasn't ready to wrestle those things. They went over to my home church. And some of the boys I grew up with prayed for that boy. His body levitated and stood in midair. If God has delivered you from something, don't you dare go back and dabble in the world of sin. Jesus says seven spirits more evil than that spirit will come, and the second state will be worse than the first state. If you make a mistake, make your way to the Calvary. Make your way to the cross. The spirit world is real. And it's not all about, I feel good, I feel good. But I do. I feel good. Just to know I've been redeemed makes me feel good. Oh, I feel good. Yes, I feel good. Just to know I've been redeemed makes me feel good. Why? Cause I'm on my way to heaven. I'm singing as I go. I'm so glad my name is written in the book. And just to know his blood has cleansed me and I'm ready now to go makes me want to shout, hallelujah, I feel good. Woo! Hallelujah. Say it with me. Hallelujah, I feel good. Try it again. Hallelujah, I feel good. One more time. Hallelujah, I feel good. Hallelujah. Look at this, Acts 2:1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord. They got together in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they all were filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. That wasn't one great big fire. And what I'm trying to tell you is that God has a fire for every head. God has an anointing for every one of us. And the anointing is in you. And you're going to have to learn how to turn him loose. Hallelujah. There came a wind from elsewhere in that upper room, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. This church world, their world had become dead and had become formal. They had lost their intensity. They had lost their passion for God. But a wind that day, it came from elsewhere. It hit that place, and 120 common, ordinary people, they received the baptism and the Holy Ghost, and they became extraordinary people. And that's what the church needs today. We need a wind from elsewhere. At some point, we all need a fresh wind. Because the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, he comes to sweep things clean. Let me say that. He'll make a clean sweep. We need a wind from elsewhere. Because when he comes in, he makes a clean sweep. Hallelujah. I've seen people check into the rehab centers and the alcoholics and drug addicts. I've seen them check in drunk and I've seen them check out free. But I've noticed something about them. If your inside has not been swept clean by that wind from elsewhere, you're just like a dog that returns to the vomit, and you'll be just like the swine that returns to the mud hole. That old nature will pull you back if you allow it to. It'll pull you back to that addiction, or it'll pull you back to some other thing. You cannot dabble with the devil. You cannot sup with him. You cannot stick your spoon into his plate and dine with the devil. If you do, he'll gnaw it off up to your elbow. You've got to make up your mind. I've been swept clean. I've been born again. How do I know you were swept clean? Because if you've ever been born again, you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You will never become any more righteous than you are when you're first saved. But if you go back out into sin, let me tell you something, it will drag you back. And it will ultimately drag you to a devil's hell. This thing was not done in a corner. This thing, Jesus Christ hung on that old rugged cross. He hung there openly. They stripped him of everything. But I tell you what, when that blood spattered on the ground, it echoed up into the heavens and cried, "It is finished." Redemption's price was paid. The Father accepted the blood. The claims of justice have been satisfied. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Paul said, don't you know this? That the old man of sin is crucified with him. Why, Paul? That the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead, dead to what? Dead to sin, shall not live any longer therein. Hallelujah. And then he goes along and says, don't you know that whoever you yield yourself servant to obey, his servant you are, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. Sin will kill you. Don't dabble with it. Say, God, I'm laying aside every sin, every weight, everything that would stop me. And I'm coming to you with all my heart. And that's how you get things from God. Go and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, that wind from elsewhere, it will move that old musty smell of religion out of your life, and people will get free. The anointing is in you. That's what I want you to know. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm anointed. Say it. Say it. Say, the anointing which I received is in me. Say it again. The anointing which I have received abides in me. Let the devil hear you say it. The anointing which I received from God, it abides in me. Hallelujah. My Lord. I like that. He abides. He doesn't come and go. Hallelujah. I want to tell you how the anointing really is. He's like a hand grenade. You know, you can take a hand grenade and you can look at it. It looks pretty harmless. Till you pull the pin. You pull the pin and you let it go. I remember when Teresa and I were on our honeymoon, we were members at Farmington Heights Church of God. And we got up on Sunday morning and said, where are we going to church? And started going through the yellow pages. She said, Jerry, there's a church here named Charleston Heights Church of God. I said, praise God, that's where we're going. And we went. And this preacher got to preaching about this King of Kings, this Lord of Lords that had a vesture dipped in blood. He didn't get far with his sermon. All of a sudden, I thought about what Jesus had done for me. I leaped out of that seat, danced all over the place, speaking in tongues. And the altars filled up and people came and got saved. What happened? The anointing that was in me, I pulled a pin. Woo! And I let it go. And the Holy Ghost came down. That's what God wants you to do. The anointing is in you. He wants you to pull the pin. He wants you to pray for the sick. He wants you to cast out devils. He wants you to know, I can do this thing, not in my name, but in the name of Jesus. Go and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember the first time I felt the spirit of dance come on me. People that danced when I was a little boy in church, they danced all over the place. But they won't dancing anymore. I noticed that. But I felt such joy come on me, and I knew what God had done for me. And I just stood up. Next thing I knew, I pulled a pin. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This church that I pastor right now, Westmoreland, first time I went there, the pastor thought I was crazy. They invited me to testify. And I went over there, and I testified. But all of a sudden, I felt that wheel in the wheel. And next thing I knew, I was dancing down the aisle, speaking in tongues, and I tore that service up. But the anointing's in you.
Yes.
So you can have the rusty smell of religion, that musty smell. Or you can have Him and the freshness of the Spirit. I want to tell you something. Don't ever quench the Spirit. Learn to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. He's in you, church. So turn Him loose. There's not a person on your street. There's not a person on your job. There's not a person in your family that cannot be reached by the wind from elsewhere. The wind of the Holy Ghost. Let us stand. Hallelujah.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one of
glory.
Every praise is to our God.
Shout hallelujah, yes.
Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise.
I just can't praise Him enough.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God.
Think about what He's done
for us. Hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise is to our God.
Anybody needs to come to the altars, the altars are open.
God, my Savior. God, my healer.
Heal me, Lord.
God,
save
my deliverer.
Me, Lord. Deliver me,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, He is. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. I said, yes, He is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God.
While he's singing that, tell your neighbor, said, I'm thankful for that wind from elsewhere.
Worship.
I've been touched by that wind from elsewhere.
Every praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, to our
hallelujah.
God.
Let the wind blow.
He's
Father.
My Savior. God, my Savior. God, my healer.
Sister Clara, come on,
God,
man.
My deliverer.
Oh, let that woman out. I
yes,
can see the Spirit
is.
Dance.
Yes, He is.
I can see that thing. Come on down, sister.
My Savior.
Oh. Hallelujah. God, come on, sister
my
Clara.
Healer.
Come on up here. I know
God,
the Spirit
deliverer.
Is on you. Hallelujah. Go on,
yes,
praise
He
Him.
Is.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
woo!
He
glory.
Is.
Hallelujah.
Every
glory.
To our God.
Hallelujah.
Every word of worship, one accord.
Hallelujah.
Every praise.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God. Oh, my Savior. God, my Savior. God, my healer.
Hallelujah.
God, my deliverer. Oh, yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior, God, my healer, God,
how do you do
my
this thing?
Deliverer.
Just pull the pin.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship and one accord. Every praise, every praise. Every praise, every praise. Every praise, every praise. Every praise. Every praise is to our God. Oh, look what the Lord has done.
Come here, Brother Ray.
Look what the Lord has done.
Brother Becky, she was filled with the Holy Ghost years ago. She said, I want God to pull the pin, pull that cord on me. Hallelujah. You ready? Lift your hands up. Come, Sister Julia,
oh,
come on
I'm
over here.
All right,
Teresa, y'all ladies, get around her right here. In the name of Jesus, receive fresh oil. Receive the fresh baptism in the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid, but speak in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance.
Hallelujah. The Lord has done. He healed my body, he touched my mind, he saved me, it was just in time. Lord, I praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Each day is just the same.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on and praise him.
Praise God.
Look what the Lord has done.
Let the river flow.
Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. Each day is just the same. I'm gonna praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
I've got a river of life.
I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the to walk and the blind to see. And it opens prison doors, set the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh will, within my soul. Spring up, oh will, and make me whole. Spring up, oh will, and give me that life.
Look what the Lord has done. I said, look what the Lord
has done.
Come on, give him praise tonight.
Look what the Lord has done.
What's he done?
Glory.
He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise
his
name.
That old brother Coop, come on out here, Coop. Come on, buddy.
Each day
come on,
is
praise
just
God.
The same.
Let that man out there. Woo. Go on,
I'm
praise
gonna
him.
Praise him.
Charlie.
Look
hallelujah.
What the Lord has done.
Praise God.
Look
what God's already done for you.
What
hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah. Praise him for greater
Lord
miracles. Pull the pen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
My body.
Glory.
He
glory.
My
glory.
Mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm going to praise his name.
Everybody don't dance the same.
Each day is just
woo.
The same.
Hallelujah. Be blessed.
I'm going to praise him.
Whole in Jesus.
Look what the Lord
hallelujah.
Has done.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And the angels bow before him.
Heaven
and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Thank you.
I said, what a mighty God we serve.
Thank you. I receive
what
it. Rush out.
God
the miracle be made whole. Command healing.
And the angels bow before him.
She was in a wheelchair years ago.
What mighty
she's out on a walk again.
Serve.
Look at her. Now
look
dancing
the
spirit.
Woo!